worked on and Something, a remote thing, we never get access directly to the control. So if you use a VNC or Spice or something like that, we expect that Spice or VNC already abstracted all of this away. So that is a different use case. This is mostly about really knowing for which hardware.
Distro supporting those devices out of the box without any.
So we try to get this ready. And so the question was, which was would be the first distribution which would support these out of the box? We tried to get that info at 16, but we had to delay it. Like, most of it is actually there. You can probably very soon download a GDM snapshot from Fedora 17 and run it on F16. It will just work. Just plug it in. Just get in the GDM session. But the first web will officially be supported is probably F17.
And first Ubuntu?
I have no idea what Ubuntu. Ubuntu doesn't use systemd.
Yes.
So as long as it picks that, they won't have any
ends up killing Saddam Settings in first, and then the theme changes for
question was, will it make the destruction of the session cleaner? Because what Travis was pointing to is the fact that when you end a session, apparently all these processes are killed. And for example, the GNOME settings daemon, which is responsible for ensuring that the scene is active on the screen and stuff like that, will be killed first sometimes. To the result that all the remaining processes that continue running for half a second or so will switch back to the default scene, which kind of looks ugly. So my response to that is that in system we will not make session destruction atomic, which is what Travis basically wants. But we will, we've thought about making this a little bit safer, but it's an interesting problem actually. Thanks
is
that
idea.
Is that
more up to like GDM to just hide everything immediately?
If I may? I think Wayland is more the people to ask about that. Then when the compositor is in better control and it has a better ability to not have all that X garbage showing up while it's going out.
I think it's something to think about. We currently can't kill C-groups atomically, unfortunately. But we all ask for that, and we'll hopefully eventually get that. And if we have that, then the kernel will guarantee us that all the applications of the session will be killed in one time, in one time.
So with killing things, can it be done in, say, an order or sequence and have that enforced? Because say you had something that wanted to handle session management at, say, that application
yes.
level.
So the question was, can we apply ordering when we kill things in a session? Actually, you can. So systemd, we try to focus on making as little ordering as necessary. However, sometimes you need to have it. So systemd actually, and we already use it for the system boot stuff, you have a very, very complex, or powerful, and not complex, powerful way to order things. to order things. Like for example, you want to mount things after you file system check them. That's just the use case on the system. And when you shut down it, you probably will want to do store your stuff first on slash var before you unmount slash var. And it's the same use case in the session. So you can have the ordering. We try to make it